less for Shell fuel? Sign up for the Fuel Rewards Network program free at fuelreward.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Oh crap!
Ah crap!
Ah crap!
Ah crap!
Ah crap!
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
All the sunny side of the street. Booty da 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 da. You know what that is? That's called scatting. Dan, you would know that. You're a musician.
Oh, yeah. Skitting.
No, that's Popeye.
Oh, that's right.
Should be a lot to talk about today because we had an extra day off. I always have an extra day, but then I had an extra day on top of my extra day. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon, everybody. You will sort of probably be able to detect the sound of what's... It sounds kind of like a bad cold, but it's not. What is going on in the air with this year with this allergy thing? I have not had an allergy issue since I was in my 30s. And my wife and I both have decided that this year has been the most miserable spring. And we can't be the only ones. We've talked, what's going on? And, you know, I was worried we're going to have to deal with the cicadas. They haven't even shown up.
I think that's next year.
No.
It's this year, but it's not. Yeah, I brought it up the other day.
It's the two different species.
It's different.
Right?
They hit different parts of the country at different times, don't they?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, I got to sweep up a bunch of cicadas. That's not the problem. The problem is the stinking pollen.
Because there's a 7-year and there's a 13-year, I think.
17-year is the one we're
doing. Oh, 17.
Yeah.
Okay.
17.
Man.
And you know what happens? They live underground for 17 years. This is true. I'm not making this up. And they come out and they have sex and they die.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a life.
Yeah. No kidding. And you know, when you come out from under the ground, it's got to hurt their little eyes.
Yeah.
Because they've been in the dark for 17. So once you get past the squinting and you can kind of see and you go, hey, there's a good looking little female cicada. I'm going to go over there and nail her. And you do. And then you die.
Yeah.
And that's what you live 17 years for.
Hey, honey, let's get together and, well, that's what happens. That's what happens in life, though, don't you?
It kind of is. Yeah. You the chase and the wait, and then you get your wife, and then you're as good as dead.
Yeah.
After you get married. So I would have had, and we're going to do the Burke segment. Here's what else we're going to do. At 3:30, Jose is going to come in, because there was no Monday show, so there was no tech talk. So Jose will answer your technical questions, TV, radio, telephone, that kind of thing. He'll do that right after 3:30. So, you know, get poised and prepared to call with your questions.
It is next year. Next Emergence 2014.
I don't want him to be right.
Brood 3.
Come on. We don't want him to be right.
Yeah.
Dan?
Brood 3,
you were
Matt.
Right about something.
Uh-oh.
Favorite, because it hardly ever happens.
Certain states have it this year. Connecticut, Georgia, Maryland. I think it's all East Coast.
And then we're next year.
Yeah.
Dan, you're right, man.
Wow. Well, he is.
Hey, make a copy of this so he can play it over and over and over, because he's never right.
He is kind of the cicada expert.
No, he is.
Yeah.
He really is. Man. Birds and cicadas.
Yeah.
He's the expert on those. So here's the deal. I would have had a great weekend, and since I can't participate in the Burke segment, because Mr. Burke never did, I'll just tell my story, and then we'll have an actual Burke segment. My what would have been great weekend was screwed up by two things. Wednesday, I got out my... It's one of those strap on your back, big boy leaf blowers like you see the guys blow off the parking lots with.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a jet pack you could take off. I fired that thing up, and I blew my driveway off, and there was so much pollen. And that afternoon, I was miserable, and I've been miserable ever since. I went to the drugstore yesterday, and the gal at the counter, here's what I set down on the counter. Claritin, NyQuil, Neti Pot, Alka-Seltzer Cold, and one other thing. I can't remember what the other one was. All cold stuff, because an allergy, it's exactly like having a bad cold. It's the same thing. You get all the same stuff, coughing. Okay, enough of that. That screwed up my weekend, but here's what else screwed it up. Friday morning at 11:45 on the road behind Spirit of St. Louis Airport, Chesterfield Police Department officers Howes and Hernandez gave me a ticket, speeding ticket.
It's not good when you know names.
I take names. I take names.
Usually you have to have an interaction personally with them to get it.
Well, name. I tried to have an interaction. It didn't go well, and they were very professional. I have no complaints except that I got a ticket. Now, here's...
Was it two cars, or they...
I got double-teamed.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Now, here's what I'm upset about, though. I've told you before, I like being pulled over by the police.
Right.
Here's the bummer. I didn't get to get pulled over. I didn't get to see the pretty lights. You know, I like those police. They were up ahead of me, standing by their cars with a radar gun. They didn't turn their lights on for me or anything.
So you just pulled over once they gunned you?
Once they saw me coming, they motioned me to pull over.
Wow, that's different. I've never heard that before.
It was like, you know, like you're parking at an event, and they, okay, come park here. So I pull over. Honestly, I did not know why they pulled me over, and I'll tell you why. That's a 45-mile-per-hour stretch, but they're doing some construction, so they set up temporary speed limit signs right behind the regular. So here's what happened.
That's a good one.
My wife is with me, and the reason I say that is she is a pain to have in the car when you're driving. Slow down. It's 35 here. Slow down. Go to you. And even she didn't see it, so... When I saw 45, which I'm used to, I locked my cruise on 45. Well, here's the problem.
Did it drop down to 30?
35.
Oh, 35.
Okay, so I look up ahead, and she and I both said, well, look, a couple of cop cars up here. I wonder what they're doing up here. Well, we immediately found out. Pull over. So I pull over, and Officer Howes of the Chesterfield Police Department.
How convenient, right by where they have this drop-down speed limit signs that are kind of hard to see. They're sitting right there.
Yeah. And again, I have no gripe. I was speeding. I deserved the ticket. But I said, something like good morning or something.
Is there a problem, officer?
I didn't use the words, is there a problem? I just said...
Who the hell are you?
I said, what's going on? And he said, well, you realize you're in a construction zone and you were doing 48 in a 35. Now, I had put the cruise on 45, but I'm not going to get into that because technically 45 is still 10 over. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And I said, really? It's 35? He said, it is now. Yes, because of construction. They've reduced the... I thought about getting into the, wait a minute, I didn't see the signs
they
there.
They hear that the all sign, the time,
but
right.
Here's the deal. There's a sign that says 45. Right behind it, like 20 feet, is one that says 30.
Oh.
35. Well, when I saw 45, I set my cruise.
They should cover up the 45
thank
with the 35.
You.
Yes, they
thank
should.
Thank you. Cover up the old
I
speed
bet you
limit
have
sign.
A case there. If you,
you know what? I'm thinking about going to court.
Going to court?
I've never gone to court.
Well, I would.
But I'm going to go this week and take pictures. Well, see, now they'll go out. If they hear about this, they'll go move.
Oh, boy.
They'll go move the old sign.
Move that 45 sign.
But here's the deal. Take down the 45-mile-per-hour sign. Seriously, because that's what I saw when I set my cruise. And I'm not kidding. Not even 20, 30 feet maybe past it is the temporary sign. Take the old one down. So that really... that ruined my weekend, and they didn't do anything wrong. They were very professional. They weren't real friendly, but they don't have to be. That's not their job. It's not mandatory that you be friendly. I was speeding, and I got a ticket. And after once that happens, two things bothered me. I didn't get to see the police lights. That bothered me. I like the lights in the mirror. I really do. And that thing about the new lemon and the old size started eating at me. And I told my wife, I said, I'm going to turn around. She's, no, you're not. What are you? What's wrong with you? Now? I said, I want to turn around and go back and have a discussion with him about the old. She says, no, keep going. Just leave it. Just let it go. It ate at me for 2 days. It's still eating me. You can tell. So I got a ticket and I got an allergy deal. And other than that, it was a great weekend. And I can show you folks part of how great it was. If you want to go on our Facebook page, I took out a little of my frustration. And here's the other thing. You're really mad at yourself when you get a ticket. And you want to take it out on somebody else.
Right.
I can't take it out on Howes and Hernandez, which sounds like a TV show team. Howes and Hernandez, the Chesterfield Police. They didn't do anything wrong. They did their jobs. I'm mad at myself. So I took a little of the frustration out with an AR-15, Steyr-Mannlicher SPP 9mm, and a couple of Chiappa M422s. My boys and I went shooting this weekend, and the video is on our Facebook page. And let me also say this. For those of you, and I don't think there are many of you in our audience who hate guns, don't watch it. Just don't watch it. If you just don't like guns, don't watch the video. But for those of you who like to see a dad with his boys having a great time, we blew up, we went through about 800-900 rounds in that hour. So facebook.com/AM and the PM. And do me a favor, don't email me and ask me specific questions about the legalities of certain things. That's all I'll say.
Wow. Okay.
Burke segment, anything.
I do.
You know what? I feel great. I feel good.
You look terrible.
Thank you. Horrible. I knew you'd say that. See, yeah. I set you up, and I knew you'd say that.
Horrible.
Boy, I wish it had been long enough to tell that joke.
I know.
But it hasn't been long enough
no.
yet. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do. I have one. I have one thing.
All right. Before you speak, I don't want to forget this guy. Dan Strauss is just about to speak and contribute to the Burke segment. But I do want to say hi to a guy named Lou Williams. He's an ex-Bell Fountain Neighbors cop. He now works in O'Fallon, I assume Missouri, Illinois, I'm not sure, a Coldwell banker. He is so AM in the PM. Lou Williams, thank you for being so AM in the PM. I heard how loyal you were through somebody else, and I wanted to say hi.
That was my stomping grounds when I was in
Bell Fountain
school.
Neighbors?
Bell Fountain Neighbors, that's where St. Jerome was.
Yeah. So. Bell Fountain spelled Bellefontaine.
Bellefontaine, that's right.
One of those things that screws newcomers up when they come to town.
Or you can tell when a commercial has been done out of town because they say...
They'll say Bellefontaine Neighbors.
Yeah, Bellefontaine Neighbors and Fluorescent.
Yeah. Right near Allbirds, Illinois and New Athens. Dan, what do you have?
I was with my daughter today.
Good story.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
What are you at, Beyond?
No, I think you wait.
Oh, sorry.
I was with my daughter today, and we went to a restaurant, and it's a breakfast type restaurant. And we were sitting there eating, and this dad and his son came, and they sat down in the booth right behind me. And I guess the kid, I'm guessing, is about 6 years old, probably between 5, 6, 7, somewhere in that range. And the dad, you can hear conversations, and the dad tells the kid, he goes, Mom only gave us $40 to come out and eat and to do some other stuff. And this kid yells out the F-bomb.
Come
Whoa.
On.
No.
Whoa. With his dad?
Yes, with his dad. He goes, the kid goes, F! And his dad goes,
My dad would have knocked me through the window of that restaurant.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. No, I would have never tried that.
And I looked at my daughter, and I said, how old is that kid? Because he didn't sound old. And she goes,
And Dan's daughter said, how the F should I know?
Yeah. And she says, maybe 6. And so I got up and walked up to pay the bill and to come back. But I just wanted to see what the kid looked like. And the dad says, don't use that word. Just like that.
Oh,
that
was my goodness.
Oh, that's pretty strong.
Yeah.
That's some pretty strong discipline.
Yeah. Don't use that word. And then the kid, they give the kids crayons and stuff, and he's sitting there breaking the crayons, and he goes, I want a blue crayon. I want a blue crayon. And he goes, stop breaking the crayons. And he goes, you cheeky monkey. And he goes, what did you call me? And he goes, cheeky monkey. Like that. And then the dad starts laughing. I thought,
my dad would have laughed if I called him a monkey and dropped the F-bomb. He'd have laughed.
He's going to be a great member of society when he grows up.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
He's beating up his crayons and dropping F-bombs in the restaurant. So that was.
And you know the frustrating thing is you'd like to say something to the guy.
Yeah.
Right, but it's never going to go. Yeah.
No.
And it's never going to go over well because usually people that raise kids like that do not.
They're going to defend their behavior. And
why don't you mind your own business?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we step outside and you could tell me how to raise my kid out in the parking lot? And then he beats the crap out of
it. It's really screwed up. The first part you said, the wife gave him money, like an allowance, and that's all that he had access to?
Yeah, he said, Mom only gave us $40.
Well, what's going on there?
What kind of household is that?
No wonder the kid yelled.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Peon?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
All right, this is our control board operator. How about a nice day after Memorial Day round of applause for Eon the Peon?
Oh, thanks, everybody. That's very kind of you.
Yes, and they love you.
These are all Facebook related. I posted some things over the weekend. First off, to Terry Weatherford. He's a huge listener.
No, he's going in the Listener Hall of Fame.
Yes, Terry is. But he made a great logo for us, and it's got all our little faces on there. And it says, Big 550 KTRS, the people. He's made us a logo already. And if this station had any smarts, they would...
he's done more work promoting the station than the station has.
Yes.
In an hour, he did.
They would run with that. That we should be the people.
550 the people.
Absolutely. Second thing, I have a great video. It's just about a minute and a half long, but it's rush hour traffic in Ho Chi Minh City. And I think, what is that in...
Vietnam.
Yeah. But it's a four-way stop, and it's just... unbelievable chaos, bikes, buses, cars.
They ride a lot of bikes.
It's amazing to see. And all these people know where they're going. There's like 10 lanes of traffic with bikes and everything. It's just, it's pretty cool to see. And the last thing I posted, it was a post-game interview, a baseball game between, I don't know who it was. It was the Blue Jays and somebody else. But there's a player on the Toronto Blue Jays. His name is Munenari Kawasaki. He's
oh, you know, his family makes the Munenari motorcycle.
The Honda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Munenari motorcycle.
But he's come over from Japan for several years. He was on the Mariners for a while. He followed Ichiro over, Ichiro Suzuki. He's like one of the biggest players in Japan.
Kawasaki followed Suzuki?
Yes. And Ichiro was huge over in Japan, and he's been a great player. I think he's been over here for 10 years. But this Munenari Kawasaki, he ended up winning the game for the Blue Jays on Sunday. And he doesn't speak a whole lot of English. But so they were interviewing this other player after the game, and Munenari was around. He said, well, he should be the one. So I have audio of this. It's one of the best post-game interviews of all time. So here
we go.
Hold on. Let me see here.
Mark, when Munenori Kawasaki showed up here, you said, I don't know what he's saying all the time, but he sure gives a lift to this team.
Oh, yeah.
He certainly did this afternoon, didn't he?
I mean, he's played great. Here, come on, Mooney. This is his interview. I'll be his translator.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Thank you very much. My name is Munenori Kawasaki. I'm from Japan. I'm Japanese.
I can't follow that. I'm out of here.
Yeah. You have some notes here.
Yeah.
And what do you have written in your book so far?
Yeah. My teammate gave me an opportunity, so I wanted to do something about it.
Yeah, you tell him.
And so then the players come over and give him the whipped cream pie in the face and throw Gatorade on him. But it's funny, he had this little book of some sayings he's learned in English. And so that was one of he's apparently a very cool player. Like, every teammate loves him because he just loves playing the game.
How'd you like to be as happy as he is doing your job?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine us working here being that happy?
I know. You can tell, too, because, I mean, Seattle loved him when he had him, and now Toronto just loves this guy. So that's on the Facebook page as well. So if you want to go see Munenari, he's pretty fun to watch.
I love the fact that a guy named Kawasaki followed a guy named Suzuki. Now we just need to get a guy named Honda.
Another interview I had on there, he said at a certain
maybe
point
we could get that Japanese actor, that old guy, Fenry Honda. See what I did there?
But he goes, I am from Japan. I do not know English. And he just says,
like
that
he's
one's
excited.
On there. Yeah. Oh, man. He's very fun to watch.
Jose Hernandez will join us shortly. And we'll do tech talk. So I'm going to give you the numbers now. So you can go ahead and get on board, and because it's first come, first serve. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. I have to say, I'm just not going to be able to watch Fox 2 anymore.
What happened?
I tried, and when I watch Fox 2, all they talk about is KTRS, KTRS. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. We talk about Fox. They never talk about us. Yeah. Okay, I had it backwards.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
And you had it flipped.
Yeah, forget that. And then, once again, the Facebook page, if you want to see me with my sons, blazing a trail of bullets this last couple of days. Actually, we shot Saturday, I guess. Yeah, I think it was Saturday. What else? We'll get to the rest of it later. Here's something you can think about. Don't go looking it up and cheat. The most lucrative song ever recorded. And I don't mean lucrative because it sold a lot of copies of the song. I mean the most lucrative song.
Used in movies and commercials?
Well, in terms of what that song has been responsible for in generating revenue in many more ways than just being played. It's pretty interesting. A big article that came out, I think, yesterday or this morning. We'll get to that. First thing we have to get to is this guy, and he knows we're on a short leash. We got a lot of making up to do and a lot of time to make up from being off yesterday. John Landoff, how are you?
Short leash. I've been on hold for 15 minutes.
Not 15 minutes. Don't exaggerate that. You were on hold 14 minutes. I was watching the clock.
All right, close. call me a liar for a minute or two. How you doing? How are you?
I'm doing great. The allergy, I've not had a problem with allergies for 30 years. And this year, for some reason, it's horrible. It's unbelievable. And
Mimi Landa, first time she's ever had allergies in her life.
Yeah, this year is...
Blamed it on me, because I had allergies my whole life. I'm like...
Nope.
Not contagious.
Yeah.
It's not contagious. But, you wake up in the morning, and it's like, holy cow, what are your symptoms? My eyes are a mess.
Well, I blew my driveway off Wednesday with a big old backpack leaf blower. I blew my driveway off with pollen. And that was it. That did it, man.
Cigarette.
That did it, and I have not been able to recover from that. I know that's what I did. And I thought about wearing one of those goofy masks, but you look so stupid out in the yard with a big old surgical mask on, and I don't think they really work anyway. So I just did it, and that's much my own fault, I guess. I have a wife, yet I decided to blow it off myself.
Yeah.
She could have done it, and then I wouldn't have this problem. She doesn't have to talk for a living, so what if she has a sore throat? It would, but I live and learn.
Angela cuts our grass. I don't know what. Maybe I need to give you some lessons on that.
Well, I thought, you know what? It's a holiday weekend. I'm going to give my wife a break. Normally, I would have her. I'd say, get out there and blow the pollen off. But I thought, no, it's a holiday. I'm going to give her a break. And then look at the price I pay for that. Yeah. That's life.
Well, say hi to Mike and Lori Hovanek. They're in my office getting ready to hopefully buy another Silverado. Chevy Silverado pickup truck for me, and Kitty Harrison's also in visiting because Lori is Fred Fawcett's brother. Fred married one of the family she married.
Fred Fawcett.
What are you talking about?
He invented the diagram.
Hang on. You
your family, but they're AM and the PM, aren't you guys?
Absolutely.
Mike and Lori, how are you?
That's wonderful.
Now, let me ask you a question here. You're trading in a Silverado and buying a new Silverado, is that correct? What year is the trade-in?
2006.
Okay, so by model year, it would be 7 years old. That's about time. No, 4 or 5, 7 years by model year. You're due.
Well, I mean, friend, we'd like to see, a little earlier in the trading cycle, but, I will say this. Mike takes unbelievable great care of the vehicles, Mike and Laura, so... This truck's going to be a nice one.
Well, here's the way I look at it. It doesn't matter how often they trade. It's where they trade. And they've chosen the best.
Yeah.
See, they could trade every year, but if they did it at the wrong place, we don't care about that. That would not sit well with us. Mike and Laura, you're AM and the PM, correct?
Correct.
What part of town do you live in?
Ferguson,
right next door practically to Florissant.
Here, yep.
Now, what do you do? Either one of you both work? One of you works?
Both retired.
Retired. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Great.
I look forward to that one day.
Lori just said they take care of grandchildren.
Well, is the deal done, or are they still working on numbers?
We put two of our best people, Chip Unterberg and Harry Londoff, on the task. So we got two big guys putting all the numbers together for us.
Well, Mike and Laurie, you may or may not know this about me. I am a psychic, and I have a 100% track record, and I'm getting strong signals and vibrations right now. And I can tell you now that I'm looking in the very near future. This deal will be done. You will be the owners of a new Silverado.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's strong.
You know what? When I look at you sometimes, I can see that psychic powers. It's an aura. Yeah, you know, the eyes are crossed. And
wait a minute.
I'm like, what the hell are you thinking about right now? But it's psychic. You're probably reading my mind when you're around me sometimes.
Well, you never know.
That'd be pretty scary.
You never know.
I tell you what. But we want to thank you. A great weekend here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Again, our big Memorial Day sales event continues. And, you know, I hope a lot of people, a lot of the listeners didn't have big, big, big outdoor plans and a lot of people over because it pretty much broke loose at, what, about 1:30 yesterday and didn't stop raining for a few hours, if not the entire evening. So, you know, it kind of proves there were a few dealerships, some car people in town that wanted to be open. You know, take their beloved employees.
Communists.
Family,
yeah.
And,
they're communists.
Yeah.
Call it what it is.
Yeah, Meme and I were doing some driving around. Hey, I got out. I did some walking, doing my own kind of rehab. And I never thought I would be so excited to walk. But, you know, I really hadn't probably walked further than 100 yards at a time. And, you know, Meme got me out Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So, we walked to Tillis Park on Monday. What a beautiful park in Brentwood, and the Pear Park.
Have Mike and Laurie fallen asleep yet?
No, they're used to me talking. See, if we're at a family function, they just like walk away. You know, they're like, hey, are you there? Or someone goes, hey, I'll be right back. They are not coming right back. They are running away from what other boring story. But thanks for embarrassing me again.
Not a problem. That's what we're here for.
Well, you're the best at it. You're just the best. But a lot of great, great, great listeners. I don't have the information in front of me, but this one couple came up, and they had their little dog. It's a little poodle, cute little white dog, and they stood in the doorway. I'm like, well, come on in. They're like, well, we didn't know if this is dog friendly. I'm like, well, my lab is over the detail shop. He comes to work with me every day, so, yep, we're pretty dog friendly around here. So, hey, you dog lovers, because we're dog lovers here at Londoff Chevrolet, if you're like, well, we want to go out and look at a car, look at a truck, but we don't know what to do with our dog, bring him along. Bring your dog, your cat, primarily dog.
What if some people had a pet rattlesnake? Could they bring that in there?
Well, I don't know. How do you walk a rattlesnake? I mean, is there a collar? Is there a leash?
Just wear it around your neck.
Yeah, you wear it.
You wear it around your neck?
Oh, yeah. Snake, you just put it around your neck.
You know, if that's what makes you happy and, you know, brings you confidence when you come in to have fun buying a car, truck, new or pre-owned, bring the snake on, too.
All right.
All right? Just so don't ask me to put it around my neck.
No.
You know, our son, Johnny, who just turned 24, he's a big kid, good-sized kid, definitely afraid of spiders.
A lot of people are.
No, I hate spiders, too.
A lot of people are.
And snakes. I mean, just definitely afraid.
I don't like spiders and snakes, but then it
went. Step on a spider.
Step on a spider that's just down beside her. Frightened Miss Muffin away.
All right, but our big Memorial Day sales event continues today, and it goes through next Monday. It goes through June the 3rd. And take advantage of an additional $500 incentive, a $500 rebate on top of the already large incentives on Sonic, Cruise, and Malibu. Cruise incentive, $1,500. Crazy. An additional $750, Mike and Laura, on the Silverado pickup truck.
Mm.
You know? So great, great, great time to buy. Great inventory. And, two transports today. Replenish some of the vehicles that we sold over the weekend, and over 250 pre-owned vehicles in stock. So come by and visit 314-837-1800, Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit.
What was that again?
Where?
Washington what?
I lost air.
Well, that was a Washington what exit?
Okay, let me try that again. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. See, that time I took a breath.
There you go.
24/7, 365 at lawndop.com. You can practically do everything you need online and come in and have fun.
All right. We were out of time 10 minutes ago. Mike and Laurie, it's been a pleasure.
No, we've been on air for 12 minutes and 34 seconds. I was on hold for almost 3.5 to 4 minutes of that. So that's okay, Frank.
Okay, keep that recording of him saying we've been on the air for 12 minutes and 30 seconds. Because if he looks
at the contract, on hold for 3.5 minutes.
It doesn't matter. It's airtime that matters.
It doesn't matter.
It exceeded by 11 minutes what he's supposed to get.
Who were you broadcasting before I got on the air? Who was that, a ball player or?
Munenori Kawasaki. He's a player on the shortstop for the Blue Jays.
Okay, I got to look that up. You said it's on your Facebook page?
Yes, he's very cool to watch. Very exciting.
All right, good. All right. Good.
We'll send you some business.
Thank you very much.
All right, John.
See you, kids.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Laurie. Bye, Mike. Boy, Jose Hernandez was supposed to start about 10 minutes ago. We'll figure all this out. We'll get it all worked in. We're taking a break. We'll come right back. Big 550 KTRS.
Yeah, we're going to get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got slow traffic already on southbound 270. It's starting from about or just a little south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Looks like downtown we're still doing pretty good, just a little slow around Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. If you are traveling on eastbound 70, right now it doesn't look all that bad, just maybe a little bit heavy from about the Earth City Expressway up to the Blanchett Bridge, but that's just a little minor slowdown there. And if you're going on westbound 64, it's still looking pretty good. Hampton through McCausland, a little heavy between 270 and Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Your stomach doesn't care what time it is. After 9 p.m., Applebee's becomes the bees. With half-price appetizers and drink specials, it's late night done right. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local, talk.
What the heck does that mean to you?
That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
That's why we're St. Louis's biggest conversation.
Live and local.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
I was not a happy person. I felt anxious and worried all the time about everything. I was snapping at my husband and kids. I was just miserable. Finally, I said, enough is enough, and I called to try a sample of Lumaday. And now, I am so happy that I did.
If you worry too much, feel anxious or exhausted, Lumaday can help you feel more relaxed, confident, and positive. Enjoy a complimentary 2-week sample now by calling 1-800-400-9257. Lumaday is an all-natural supplement, uniquely formulated with ingredients clinically proven to promote a more positive mood. Lumaday has helped thousands of people feel more relaxed and enjoy happier days, and it's now the number one selling mood enhancement supplement at GNC. So if you're ready to feel more relaxed, confident, and positive, call now for your complimentary sample. Lumaday is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling now, 1-800-400-9257. That's 1-800-400-9257.
Let's move the world. 10 years ago, a Window World window cost $189 per window, and that included installation. 10 years later, and 35,000 homes later, a Window World window costs $189 per window, including installation. In fact, the only difference is that now it comes with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. It also comes with every single customer service award you can possibly win. Call Window World now. 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Window World Windows. You need windows, you need entry doors. It's Window World Windows. 314-993-1800, and you can always find out more at windowworld.com. The Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Free in-home estimates. Call 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Call Window World. 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-400-0179. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-400-0179. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-400-0179.
It's finally here. Summer. Time for fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family and friends. And there's no dealer like Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger and Alumacraft boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, Mercury, and Yamaha at Inland Marine Boats. Especially now, since the warm weather is here, you'll get the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. And the service? Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury, Yamaha, and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department and boat storage when you need it. For sales and service, set your course to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel. Remember, you get only 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
Deer season's ending soon, and so are these great deals. Get 0% financing right now on select new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends July 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City, or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Hey, boys and girls, John Hadley here for Jim Huer. Come join us for the Blackfin Bullpen Show each and every Tuesday night at the Blackfin American Grill located at the Galleria. We'll have a variety of guests, some special deals, some giveaways. Come join us talking baseball. We'll be talking baseball at the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria each Tuesday night. Don't wait until after the game. We'll be watching the Cardinals game with you. Come express your opinions during the game. Join us at the Blackfin American Grill Tuesday night at the Galleria.
All right, Jose Hernandez is going to join us right after the 4 o'clock news. To bring him now would be unfair because we wouldn't give him enough time to do what he has to do. Do a quick bit of business. We get caught up. We take a couple of calls. We have a lot of other stuff to talk about. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. What is it that makes a house look old? The kitchen. In the bathrooms. For some reason, that part of the house gets dated before the rest of the house. Because other parts of the house, most people don't pay any attention to. We got rooms in our house I haven't seen for 2 years. You know, because at one time, five of us lived there. Now there are two of us. We don't need all that house. I bet I don't go upstairs. Once a month, I go upstairs. We could have had an upper level fire and two bedrooms be burned up, and I don't think I'd know it. But the part of the house that you see and the people who come over see, the kitchen, and if they're there for very long at all, somebody's going to want to use the bathroom. They see the bathrooms, and that's the part of the house. It's also the part of the house, by the way, that when people look in model homes, go in display homes, and I've been with my wife when she goes through display, they spend a little more time in the kitchen walking around and the bathrooms than they do the rest of the house. You can pretty much turn your home into a new home. Not literally, but pretty close by completely remodeling the kitchen and or bathroom or bathrooms, and Thompson Price is the company you want to call. Not another company with a similar name or a company that you might think is somehow affiliated with Thompson Price. There is no such company. There's only one Thompson Price, and if you want to know more about them, you go to thompsonprice.com. Some great information there and some good examples of what they can do, and even more in their showroom. And pay attention to the signs in the showroom that say, "We only look expensive." Because to me, expensive generally is a term people use for things they've overpaid for. You won't overpay. You'll get your money's worth at Thompson Price. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. If there's anything you want to kick around, I mentioned the most lucrative song ever recorded in the sense that not just money made from the song itself and the sales of different versions of the song. In this particular case, there's only one version that matters. What do you think that song would be? It's Margaritaville.
Really?
Because Margaritaville, that song is responsible now for revenue of $500 million a year. And think about this. Restaurants.
Oh, there's
shops,
a whole frozen food
clothing,
line now.
Frozen food, casinos, all the Margaritaville products. That song gave birth. This Jimmy Buffett.
I know. What a genius.
If you want to look at a guy.
All the airports. I mean, how many airports have a Margaritaville restaurant in it?
It's unbelievable. I mean, this to me, this is the guy when they say somebody's got it knocked. It's Jimmy Buffett. Flip-flops and shorts on the beach, just kind of chilling out, taking it easy, playing the same 15 songs over and over and over,
and
making $50, $60 million a year.
I don't think he's had...
He hasn't had a hit in 20 years.
No.
25 years.
Yeah.
More power to him.
And the parrot heads keep coming.
And he still looks the same. What is he, 66 or
something?
Something
like that.
He doesn't. I think salt, air, and water must be good for you.
Sammy Hagar, he finally cashed out of his Cabo Wabo stuff, but he's made hundreds of millions of dollars off that.
But I bet he can't come close to Buffett.
No.
Because between the concerts, the music, I bet you is at the bottom of the stack in terms of what brings in the money. It's the concert money, and it's the restaurants, and it's the products, and the T-shirts, and all the Margaritaville stuff that Jimmy Buffett. So there you go. There's the most lucrative song in history is Margaritaville. Tom joins us. Hello, Tom.
Well, hi, Frank. How are you? Hi, everybody.
Great. Tom,
hey,
everybody.
Tom.
What's up, Tom?
Listen, the reason I called last Friday, Frank, you were on assignment.
Yes, I was.
And Fionn, you're a sharp guy, and I don't think it was your fault. There must be a logical explanation. There must have been an equipment failure. But you had a guest on, Cliff St. James. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
No.
That was Larry Connors.
Larry Connors.
Yes.
I get those guys mixed up. And Larry's a really nice guy, a great reporter. I like Larry. But however...
And there's always however in life. Even though you asked for the however, we could tell by the way you said.
And I know where this is going, Tom. But
however, you know, Larry's a likable guy, but he's a little dull. And, you know, his interview, I was sitting there listening to the interview, and I have a clock that I kind of glance at. It was going 5 minutes in, and he's talking about how he got drunk and fell off a horse and broke his shoulder. And this,
no, I don't think that was
kind of dull. And all of a sudden he said, anyway... And I'm thinking, oh, good, Peon's going to get him. Nothing.
No, I let Larry slide. He said
Did
it twice.
You really?
Yeah.
Well, we do that, though, because when somebody's in the middle of a serious discussion and an interview and there's termination of employment involved, we're not going to play our little games with them.
And to hit him with it, you'd have to then explain.
Yeah.
He may not know our routine here.
Yeah. So. And it would sort of stop everything in its tracks to say, if he said, what was that noise? What'd you do that? It's not worth taking that chance.
I guess I see your point of it, but I think Larry Connors isn't that thin-skinned. He probably would have liked it, and it sure would have livened up the interview a little bit. But anyway, that's why I called.
You're not going to get it because you asked for it. Well, first of all, when you interview somebody, to say that they were boring or dry, it's an interview. They're not on stage putting on a show. It's an interview. And I found it to be the opposite. I heard it. I was on assignment, but I listened to it. And I've said this... three or four dozen times. Paul Harris is the best broadcaster this radio station has ever had on the airwaves, including all of us in this room. I still say it is an absolute shame that Paul Harris is not on here all the time like he used to be. I heard the interview. I thought it was very well done. I enjoyed Larry's part of the interview. And I respected the fact that he didn't lash out and call the people at Channel 4 a bunch of SOB. He told his side of the story. They've had an opportunity to tell theirs, but they've chosen to just let it go, which is probably the smart thing to do. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was very well done. And I heard Paul again, too, this morning.
For Steve Cochran.
Talking with the guy who's the pilot of the solar plane. Paul Harris does as good an interview as anybody I have ever heard, locally, nationally, anywhere. I am maybe his biggest fan. I don't agree with him politically. I don't like it when he does politics, and I think a lot of people don't like it. But if there's anything Paul doesn't understand or doesn't get, maybe it's that he doesn't get how good he is without that. He doesn't need that. He doesn't have to do the political thing. He's certainly capable of doing a great show without it. Oh boy, one quick call, then we got to take another break here. This would be Fred. Hello, Fred.
Hello, how's everybody doing?
Let me check.
Good,
how are we
Fred.
Doing? We're doing great, Fred.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I just wanted to say that I agree with you about Paul Harris. I just think it's a shame that we have to have, I guess I shouldn't mention names, but, you know, I just, the idea that he's not on this station every day.
It's all about money. When you can get people cheap in this economy, in this business, you take the people you can get cheap.
And you know what? Because of, like I said, if I say anything, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I don't listen for those 2 hours.
Well,
okay.
We're out of time, and I wish I had a big fat checkbook, and I was the late John Q. Hammonds, who just passed away. I just write a big check and go, here, get some really good people and put them on the air.
Because they lose me for those 2 hours.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Fred.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, quick break. News. Jose will be in here to talk tech talk. Be ready to call and throw him your questions. If anybody can answer him, he probably can. My sons work in the restaurant business, and they stand on concrete all day. And my older son said to me this weekend, he said, the next time I come into St. Louis, I'm going into the Good Feet store. See, I love it when the kids pay attention. Sometimes you think, these kids, they just don't listen. Well, they do listen. And I said, don't you have those work shoes that they make for people who stand on concrete? He said, yeah, we do. We use it. In fact, they have a special grip because restaurant kitchens are slippery.
That's slick, yeah.
Because they wash them, hose them down, you know. But he said he wants to go in and get inserts, and I said, that's probably a very good idea. Even at 30, you know, not even mid-30s yet, he's starting to tell that since 15, he's been standing on those floors. The Good Feet stores. He'll probably go to the one on Olive across from Friday's, just west of 270. That's right across from Grandma's house. There's one in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Dearburg's. You got pain? Maybe not even in your feet. The Good Feet stores. 4 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Here's what we know so far about the freight train derailment outside Baltimore. The explosion was so strong it could be felt half a mile away. But there's only one injury, a truck driver whose vehicle was hit by the train. ABC's David Curley is on the scene.
A fire started in at least one of the cars.